back in session, BOE 531. Hey, Susan, you're getting to be on a first-name basis. This is David with the BOE.
Yes, nice to
meet you, David. All right, Susan, I hate to do this one more time, but I'm going to do it one more time because I've talked to the tax commission. I've talked to some tax commission appraisers, some other things, and we're still – this is not – what we do on this is not going to just affect you, but it's going to affect other people that appealed their – cases, so we're trying to get a consistent policy as to what we're going to do. I mean, yours is definitely unique among several of these, but before we make a ruling as to how we're going to do it, I'm going to have to do a little bit more research on this. So we'd like to put it off until Tuesday, but we will make a decision on Tuesday.
Okay. So I received a letter from the BOE. Was that just like a computer-generated letter because it was tabled?
Probably.
Yes.
Okay. It was.
So just ignore that?
Yeah. Is Steve at 9 o'clock in the morning, or is he at 1 o'clock in the
afternoon? You're putting her on Monday or Tuesday?
I was probably just, I mean, that's when Steve's he's got all of his stuff, so I was just thinking.
He's at 9.
Let's just put her at 9, and I'll sometime that morning we'll give you a call. Okay.
Okay. So
that's the 29th. Okay. It's to BOE 531. I make a motion. We table it till July 29th at 9 a.m.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right. Motion passes. All right. We'll talk to you then and try to put an end to this one way or the other. Okay.
Okay, sounds good there. Yeah, I do understand. It is none of the categories fit, and, you know, the options they give you for fitting in those categories didn't fit either. So I do understand the dilemma.
Okay, I appreciate it. We'll talk to you soon.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Now, is WELC is a teleconference?
Yeah, I'm trying to get the appraisal passed over to you here, but I'm you have to give me a few minutes. I'm having a problem with that.
Have you received any or have any data on theater appraisals at all? But I mean, they're all going to churches, it seems like to me. But
like I said, we have a paid appraisal that we paid Kelly Trimble to do for our case, but I don't have it. Do we have a paper copy of it?
Did you see whether or not it parcel out the theater as a value when he did that?
No, he did it as two, and the theater was lumped in with something else, but I thought he might make a reference to that. That's what I'm looking for.
You're saying that the people that own it now that are doing this appeal are different than the ones that were involved when you had that appraisal done?
Right.
Okay.
It belonged to one entity which sold it off or split it out into three different entities.
Okay. So there's only two appeals on the docket, though, so that there's one of the parcels is not appealed?
Yeah, so that's when we ended up... when the parcels were split, the values didn't change over. You're supposed to do it. If you do it in a specific year, like 24, you have to do it in 25 as well. So you have to duplicate your effort. And what that effort wasn't duplicated, so it reverted back to the one parcel figures. So one of the parcels was lower than what it should have been, which is why they didn't appeal it. And so the other two, which you can't blame them, right? So yep. Then the other two are the theater and the resort.
Okay, what was the parcel that didn't get appealed? What was it? I mean, what's on those?
Let's see, I can break down here.
Just curious. I mean, was it?
It's a clubhouse with pool, quite a bit of land, some maintenance buildings.
All right, so it wasn't any of the theater, it wasn't any of the pool.
Okay. No.
All right, let's go ahead and call. Yes, this is David Akers with the Taney County Board of Equalization. Is now a good time?
Yes.
Okay. Looks like you've got a couple of appeals here. It looks like your third parcel wasn't appealed, but this is the old Welk Theater and then Resort. Is that?
Is it Jennifer on the line?
I'm sorry?
Is Jennifer on the line?
No, this is the phone number we had. I've got another number here, which is a 561 number.
He's talking about.
That's my attorney. Please call her. And she was supposed to call me. So.
Oh, I see. Okay. Well, we'll do that then. I'll hang up this one, and I'll call her and then let her patch you in. Okay?
Awesome. Thank you so much.
No, bye-bye.
Hardy.
Hey Jennifer, this is David Akers with the Taney County Board of Equalization. Is now a good time?
Yes, it is.
We had two numbers on here, and we called your client first, and he informed us that we needed to call you first. So that's what we've done. So I think he's expecting you to patch him in.
Yes, if you can hold on 1 second, I will do that.
Sure. Boy, this chair's gotten loud. Either that or I've gotten really heavy.
Yep, 181 person. Yes.
Okay, I believe we're all here now.
Is it the theater
right.
And the restaurant?
My client, Christy Williams, on the call as well.
Is it the theater and the restaurant?
Yes, correct.
Jennifer, we've got a...
Here's the theater.
I think we have an appraisal here, which, let's see, did you have an appraisal in the, at least for the resort property that was done? Is it, and that's 4.1 million?
Yes, that's for the hotel parcel.
Okay, that's BOE 181 that they've got. And then on BOE 402, it looks like, is the theater portion. And the assessor indicated that you were looking for a value of a million, whereas they have it at 3.398,900.
Correct.
Does that sound right?
Yes.
Okay. We know, obviously, where the value on the resort is with the appraisal as far as where that comes from, but tell me about the theater.
I did submit a final settlement statement. The theater and the hotel were both acquired in an arm's length transaction sale in June of 2023. And I submitted, you should have the settlement statement from closing on that.
Okay.
Was that carved out?
The
yes, it is on the settlement statement. The top two lines under description.
Okay.
There is the consideration. There is itemized for each parcel.
All right. Look, she's going to try to pull that up. It's our understanding that you did not appeal the third parcel, but apparently when it got split out, somehow the system reverted it back to a 23 value, and it's actually artificially low right now, so I assume that's probably why it wasn't appealed. But I just wanted to give you a heads up on that apparently that's what happened with when it was divided into a third parcel. So obviously we're not doing anything with that one, but
which is the third parcel?
I think it's got the pool, clubhouse, and other buildings on it or something like that.
Jeff, are you
is that the one with the water park?
It was sold off to somebody else, a third person, or a third.
Well, they did on that.
Hyatt kept that. Okay, so it's Hyatt that didn't get. They got the benefit of that.
Oh, is that right? Okay.
Okay, so Hyatt still owns that.
Gotcha.
Apparently.
Okay.
Okay. Sorry, we're waiting to, but basically what you're saying is that HW bought both of these, both the resort and the theater.
Yes.
Your client, and that's on the closing statement.
Yes.
And that was in 23, you said?
Yes, June 26, 2023.
Did you guys find that material?
We don't have it. Did they submit it to you, Susan?
Yeah, I sent it in the same email with the appraisal. I did two separate PDFs.
There were two separate PDFs when she sent the appraisal. Did you guys get the appraisal, or did the clerk's office get the appraisal?
I believe we received it.
Okay, well, apparently in that email it should have been attached the closing statement on the, she said there were two different PDFs and it would have shown the
gotcha.
The $1 million.
Should I email it to an email address right now?
Just a second. We're seeing if it might be here. They might have printed it off. We're trying to locate it.
Can we send it to you, Stephanie?
Yes.
Do you want me to go ahead and give them an email address, guys? Do you not find it?
It's assessor@taneycountymo.gov. GOV.
If you said that, you can go to Stephanie. She can bring it up here.
If it goes to Stephanie, we can bring it up here. Okay, what's that email?
Stephanie.Spencer@taneycountymo.gov.
We got Stephanie.Spencer@taneycountymo.gov.
Taney County spelled out.
Stephanie, Stephanie.
Correct.
Oh, you did get it.
I think it's in there.
Okay. Yeah, it's got the theater actually at $899 on this closing statement.
Right. Yes.
Does that include the restaurant? I think so.
Does what include the restaurant?
The $899.
Do you know if the $899 includes the restaurant?
Or is that
yes,
in the hotel?
That's the same building.
But you're asking for $1 million is what you're asking for.
Well, yeah, it was purchased in 23, and yeah. So we gave additional there.
And the appraisal was just completed. For this proceeding or prior to that?
For Becky.
I'm sorry?
We tried to get a loan on it.
Gotcha. All right. Jesse, any discussion on either one of these? I'm going to allow the assessor to respond too, so if you have any. Excuse me.
I know the theater is up and running now. Is the restaurant
working at all?